We also got a big football game this week to talk about, Cowboys 49ers Sunday Night Football. And now we are going to welcome into the studio the biggest 49ers fan we know, the Crazy Prospector. Good morning. Good to see you.
Oh boy, he's fired up.
What do you think of this big matchup?
One time, I was out in the ravine panning for the good gold, trying to get enough flakes to ride into Dodge City to buy me a plug of tobacco to get me some mouth cancer to keep me company. When behind me, I hear a stick break, so I turn around fast, so fast that the bird nest falls out of my hat. And what do I see? The big old bear!
Your nemesis. Hey,
all right.
So I tried to reason with the big old bear by buying him an old Jerry Rice jersey from the pop-up Creekside 49er Pro Shop. But he put it on and it didn't fit.
Uh-oh.
So he ran up on two legs and roared George Seifert's middle name at me. So I took that as my cue to run as fast as I could into a thicket filled with honey badgers and old playboys to wait for the apocalypse or the bear to leave, whichever come first.
Yeah, whichever one.
But the bear, he had brought siege provisions.
Uh-oh.
He pulled up a cooler and just sat down and popped open a cold one.
Oh,
he's going to wait you out.
Then he got on his bullhorn and demanded I come out. But I pretended I had pieces of Joe Montana jersey stuffed in my ears so I couldn't hear him.
Very specific.
But he waited until I had to leave to go put more money in the parking meter so they don't tow my Avalon. So he sees his opportunity to jump on me and break my human back.
Oh, no.
Man.
But I didn't mind it because I took one for the team because I'm the Crazy Prospector and I love the 49ers.
What do you think? Are you a little more worried about the Cowboys this week? You think they're better than they have been the last couple of years?
One time.
Oh, gosh.
At Merton Hank's 45th birthday party, I was panning for the good AU in the koi pond outside Jeff Garcia's house.
Wow.
And all of a sudden, I hear something behind me that sounds really big.
Well, it's got to be a big old bear.
No, Dana Stubblefield.
Well, you're in with all the 49ers.
But he was dressed up as the big old bear.
Yeah.
So I could see immediately that what he wanted was in my pan.
Oh, the good gold.
No, some honey buttered biscuits that I'd made in a Dutch oven for a very reasonable price.
Wow.
But I'd hidden the gold inside the biscuits to protect him from a marauding Bill Walsh. So I take the plural biscuit, and I begin running to the nearest donkey to make a getaway. But the nearest donkey was 3 miles away, past car dealerships with the keys inside all the cars. But I finally get to the donkey, just as the bear dressed as Dana Stubblefield, dressed as the bear, take a swipe at me and rip my Taylor Swift concert tee.
Oh, no.
Gosh.
But then I lead the donkey successfully onto a cruise ship bound for Iceland, where bears don't like because the signs are in weird language. But Dana had anticipated the move, and he had pre-made a powerboat out of hickory limbs and purple twine.
Wow.
And he chased me down. He chased the cruise ship down so that he could poison the donkey so I couldn't get away.
So elaborate.
So I had to jump off the boat on the dead donkey and swim for San Francisco. And guess who unfortunately meet me on the shore?
That's got to be the bear.
The ghost of Bill Walsh!
Oh, we should have guessed.
So he steal my AU biscuit. And that prompted Dana Stubblefield to unzip his bear costume to reveal Dana Stubblefield, who then unzipped his Dana Stubblefield to reveal the big old bear. And then the bear costume unzip again. And guess who was in it?
Who?
The real big old bear. So it was a Russian nesting doll, a big old bear, Dana Stubblefield, a big old bear, Dana Stubblefield, big old bear.
Hard to keep up.
Big old bear again, like 3-4 level deep.
Amazing.
But I didn't mind because I'm a crazy prospector. I love
the
49er.
The 49er.
Well, do you want to make a prediction for us about Sunday's game?
One time at band camp, I stuck a flute up my butt.
Oh, man.
Because I'm the greatest prospector.
Oh, bye-bye. There he goes. He didn't even get a prediction.
No.
Why can't,
I think he feels confident.
Why can't he say biscuits?
I don't know. Oh, man.